Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, December 1st, 2017. The federal police are looking for help from the public in identifying two suspects who placed a fake bomb at the Ostkreuz station on October 18th. The fake, placed openly on a bench, consisted of a bottle of liquid connected to tubes and a cardboard box. When it was discovered, an alarm was triggered immediately, and the station was closed down and ringbahn traffic was stopped cold. The police speak of feigning a considerable danger as they investigate the violation of public peace by threatening criminal offenses. By order of the District Court of Tiergarten, the federal police are now looking for tips by means of pictures from surveillance cameras, which can be found along with the toll-free hotline number in our show notes. There is little hope for Berliners that the Reformation holiday on October 31st will be repeated. This year, it was celebrated exceptionally all across Germany to remember 500 years of Reformation. The AfD group suggested to upscale the Reformation Day to remember its, quote, Christian roots. The AfD also feels unfairly treated compared to Brandenburg, where Reformation Day is a holiday. The governing coalition is against another Christian holiday, though Left Party member Regina Kittler would be open to discuss other options. SPD politician Frederik Werken could imagine January 27th, when the Auschwitz concentration camp was freed, or May 8th, as Liberation Day from Fascism. On average, Germans have 10.5 holidays per year. The exact number varies from state to state. Berlin currently has 9. The free-floating bike rental company O-Bike has been expanding rapidly across Germany in the last couple of months. Customers have to register before they can locate and unlock the yellow bikes with an app. While the service seems comfortable, data protection activists raised concerns about what happens with the data. It seems they were right. A research team from Bayerischer Rundfunk discovered a data leak and was able to access personal data and movement profiles from users all over the world. The data was not encrypted or protected otherwise for at least 2 weeks and provided an open door for criminals. BR has contacted the company, which in the meantime has closed the security gap. But O-Bike might face legal consequences. The careless handling of data is a violation of data protection law, and the company could end up in court. Another problem with O-Bike is that the company does not disclose to the users if their data is utilized in other ways, for example, if profiles are sold to other companies. In budget negotiations, the Red-Red-Green Coalition has agreed to use mole sheriffs, or garbage sheriffs, in the city. In the future, law enforcement agencies will take stronger action against those who litter. The so-called waste watcher will also be used at night and dressed in plain clothes. Approximately 100 additional positions are to be created for this purpose. This measure is part of the Clean Berlin Action Program, and more than 32 million euros will be spent on it in the next 2 financial years. In the future, waste producers will also be punished more severely. The program is financed from the additional tax revenues expected by the Senate. According to the coalition plan, the 12 district offices will each receive about 8 additional employees. To date, litterers have usually had to pay a warning fee of 35 euros or 100 to 200 euros in fines. This standard fine is to be at least doubled, said one of the initiators of the program, Neuköllner SPD parliament member Joschka Langenbrink, adding that the behavior of people who pollute the streets must change and that garbage does not just fall from the sky. The former silent movie theater, Delphi, in Weissensee, will reopen this Saturday with a celebration of events and theatrical performances. Delphi is a relic from the 1920s, when Weissensee was a film hotspot with several production companies, and stars of that time like Marlene Dietrich were shooting movies there. The theater carries a special atmosphere from the golden 1920s era and was recently used for shooting scenes for the Babylon Berlin series. Theater makers Brina Steinhelfer and Nikolaus Schneider fell in love with the place when they discovered and decided to renovate it. More than 500,000 euros were invested, and additional financial help came from the Swiss Edith Meyron Foundation that bought the building in 2016. Some bad luck occurred in October, however, when burglars used the renovation situation to steal equipment worth 100,000 euros, but a crowdfunding campaign helped to fix this problem. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.